Okay. Usually when you're, let's say you're up in Salt Lake, your wife said you served a mission up there. If you want to go check out a book, where do you usually go?
Well, I don't worry about it when I'm up there. It's been so long since I was.
But if you were, where would you go to check out a book?
Oh, I'd go to the nearest library, I guess.
Okay, that's what I needed. Hey, could you tell me a little bit about your own kids that you have? Tell me about your kids.
A book?
Your kids. Could
your
you tell
kids?
Me, tell me about your kids.
Oh, we've got, we had seven, didn't we? Lost one. 4-year-old girl. We have one daughter still living in Orderville. Both boys and two youngest girls in Salt Lake. The oldest girl in Denver. She gets here once every 2 years.
Okay. How about some of your extended family? When you were growing up, did you used to go visit your cousins and such? Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Which?
Your extended family. When you were growing up, did you go spend time with your cousins? And?
No. I had some cousins, an aunt, my mother's sister, lived out here in northern Arizona, across the line into Arizona, and a ranch they called Mauguson. Used to go out there quite a bit. Mm-hmm. It's on an Indian reservation that's still there. So I got acquainted with some of the Indians. But, I didn't really see much of the rest of them.
Okay.
I knew it then, Lucy's.
So you just have that one aunt that you remember things about, no one else?
That's about it.
Okay. How about your aunt's husband?
Which?
Your aunt's husband.
My aunt's?
Uh-huh.
Which one?
Aunt Lucy's.
Aunt Lucy's.
Husband.
What did you call him?
It was Uncle Jonathan.
Uncle Jonathan, okay.
He had two wives. He had her out there and up there out in 18 miles north of us. He had another family.
Okay. When the two of you got married, when you and Pearl got married, did you have a wedding line and a big fancy wedding?
No.
Nothing like that?
No. Very fancy.
Okay. That would probably be nice.
We married in the Salt Lake Temple.
We went up to Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And back
nice.
Home, I had a little shivery, if I remember right, and that was about it.
Oh, well, that sounds like it was probably a little bit exciting. Okay, let's move on a little bit. Tell me a little bit about the house that you grew up in. What was the house like that you grew up in?
Well, the house I was born in and another one that I grew up in are still standing here. Brother lives in Salt Lake. My youngest brother owns the one I grew up in. And my one daughter and her husband own the other one. And they've remodeled it and
they
fixed it up.
And
a real nice home out of it.
Okay.
But they're both old homes, but they're both still here.
What are some of the things that you remember about those two homes? Anything?
What? Anything particular I remember about them, only was mm-hmm. where we lived and grew up. And
how big were they?
Well, the first one was a two-story home, and it had three rooms downstairs and two upstairs. And it's still standing, been remodeled quite a bit. The other one had a bedroom upstairs and
did it have a basement?
No.
Where did you keep all your bottled things, preserves? And
we
stuff?
Had dirt cellars, dug them into the ground, dug them into the ground a ways, and laid cedar poles over them and covered that with dirt, and that served very well. That was our refrigeration for it.
My grandmother had one of those. I hated it.
Potatoes awfully good. Potatoes and carrots.
There's all these spiders down there. Like, okay.
Potatoes and carrots are good.